Before we begin this episode, we would first of all like to thank all of our listeners for their endless support. We would also like to invite you to visit us on our website at www.preptgrind.com, where you can gain access to all of our Pre-PT Grind platforms, as well as your own Pre-PT Grind ebook, free ebook, titled The Top 10 Tips to Get into PT School. Our purpose with current and future content is to provide you with everything you need to be a stellar DPT school candidate. We look forward to serving you more and more. Enjoy the rest of this episode.
What's up, everybody? This is Casey and Joseph here with another episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. This is where we help you decide, prepare, and transform into becoming the best DPT student, PTA student, physical therapist assistant, as you can be. On this episode, we have, I believe, our first PTA guest, and his name is Mr. Kevin Garcia. So what's up? How's everything going tonight?
Thank you, gentlemen, for having me. You know, my name is Kevin Garcia, current SPCA in North Carolina. I wanted to give a shout-out, and shout-out to also, I always represent my country, Guatemala. That's where my parents are from, so definitely want to shout-out that. I definitely want to give you guys a little bit of an insight of how I got into PTA and just the PT war in general. So I feel like since 2009, I've been kind of introduced to PT in different ways, but never really acknowledged it or fully went after it, right? You know, you throughout the years, you know, ever since you graduate high school and college and whatnot, you kind of go through different changes. Some of us major changes, you know, you try different careers out and whatnot, trying to search yourself. But for myself, up until 2016, I got an opportunity to work at an outpatient clinic, and that's whenever I not only found my affirmation, but my passion for PT, and that really also helped me get into PTA schools to start. So that's kind of like where my journey and where my story starts in the physical therapy world.
So that's an amazing process, man. And I think a lot of pre-PTs, right on, pre-PTA students are currently in a point where they're not quite sure which direction to go. So for you, like what locked you in? Like, talk to us about, like, in about, you know, like three to four minutes, like what locked you into PTA? What locked you into going in that journey? Tell us a little about that, just in a few minutes.
Okay. So I definitely want to share that. Since I was, like most of you guys, most of your crowd, you're going to see here is PT route, pre-PT route. But I was in that route too. I was an undergrad for sports med, kinesiology. And then while I was there, I was like, I really love this. I enjoy this. But for the time now, for me now, for my family, the well-being of the now, PTA was a better route. So that's kind of how I had to look into the differences. So, you know, if I keep, you know, finishing up undergrad and apply for PT schools and whatnot, the process that would potentially take, best case scenario, worst case scenario. And same thing with PTA schools. And then I got to that point where I was like, all right, let's lock into PTA. It seems like a pretty, you know, feasible option as well, you know, pretty well paying if you compare it with PT. And then I locked in. I went all in. I had got rejected the last handful of years in PTA school, but I also had never locked in before. I was just like, all right, let's consider applying and, you know, let's see what happens. But, you know, 2016, like I mentioned, when I got the outpatient job, I got to dig in deep into every single aspect of PT. And the process of actually being a heavy contender, you know, to apply and get in. And out of everything, in summary, in 2016, I got into 6 schools out of 11 schools in North Carolina. So that was a pretty big learning moment. And that's something I share with students all the time now, like go through the process of getting in, you know, be that student who's going to call, email, go to every school, you know, scout, do your research. That'd be my advice. It depends on your goal.
Since you're in PTA school and some of our, you know, audience is pre-PTs, how is it different? How's the application process different? How is the same compared from PTA and PT school?
So I'd say the main differences is obviously the prerequisites and requisites that it takes to get into either or. Usually with PTA, it requires a bachelor's degree and the, you know, some different testing. For us, it's, you know, different classes and also testing. So kind of the same setup where you have to meet the requisites, take your testing, and then usually there's a process of application, application process to start off, and then you're either gonna get that, okay, you know, you got rejected, or you got an interview. Usually it requires a face-to-face interview, And then from there you go, usually top 16 for what the school I'm at right now is only 16 get in out of hundreds applying. One of the schools I applied to, though, the max was around 32 in a bigger city. So that's kind of the process. And also, side note, half of my class right now, out of the 16, already has a bachelor's degree, which means their route was like they applied to PT school, didn't get in, and were like, okay, let's consider PTA. And most of them are pretty happy with their decision. So it's a pretty competitive – North Carolina is a pretty – and I'm pretty sure everywhere it's pretty competitive as well, just as PT is, but – very feasible, and it puts you in contention to do a bridge program for DPT. That's also a feasible option for many.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And so now take us back. You were saying that there was a handful of times when you had applied and like that frustration of having to apply and then being rejected, but ultimately finally, you know, getting in, which was the ticket. You said there was a mindset shift. Even then, after going through that process and being denied and being rejected, like what kept you applying? Like what was the fuel that kept you going? Because we have so many people right now that are at a point, whether it's PT school or PTA school that they're applying to, that are stuck. They're stuck because they're like, man, I've applied once and I didn't get in, or maybe they've applied twice or three times or more. And they're like, how can I find it in me to keep going? Like, I don't know if I can get a different result. Like, so for you, what kept you fueled, sir?
Yes, sir. Definitely my fuel was my family. Family was big on it. I would have to say my drive. Once I went through the process of a handful of years looking for a major and just doing some real reflection on myself. And then once I actually narrowed it down, all right, Kevin, we're going to lock into this one goal, PTA. It feels amazing because you don't have to be worrying about that uncertainty of, okay, I might switch majors, I might try this major out, this job, this career, whatnot. You lock into one goal. So for me, PTA, and I'm still in this current goal. And then it's like, all right, what am I gonna do I give you an analogy, form the bridge. So how can I form this bridge to get to my goal? And you know, my current goal, my current dream, which is PTA. And I've always had a good support system, family, you know, my church family. And then once you work in outpatient, I feel like outpatient, and I work a couple of PT tech jobs, you know, I always tell my people my journey and whatnot. And then your network starts to grow and grow and grow. The support system starts to grow and grow and grow. And now it's like, you know, I got to do this for my family, my community. And it's just, it's a snowball effect. So I have a lot of people, you know, always messaging me and following up like, hey, you know, How's PT school, you know, how PTA school going? How can I help you? Whatnot. So it's kind of hard not to now. It's like you're so invested. That's your main
support
goal.
Support system. You live,
exactly. Support system. It's like, you know, PT 7 days a week, basically. So it's kind of hard not to stay focused.
I love it.
So this is a preface to my next question. Are you planning on going the DPT route anytime in the future? Or are you, you know, straight ahead, 100% PTA?
Right. That's a good question. So our teacher advisor recommended, he's like, if you go to PT school, Kevin, do it within the next 5 years after you graduate, because that's like whenever it's the ideal, optimal time and whatnot. But the more and more, you know, as I go into PTA school right now and clinicals are approaching, I think I'm going to stick to PTA for now and work a little bit, and then we'll see where it goes. You know, I really have to consider all options, and I have some buddies, you know, just that I might collaborate with when I get out, you know, our PTs and want to open up their own clinic. So I have to consider all options before, but definitely have to keep it in mind, like the bridge program, because that's, you know, my goal is to open up my own business one day. So I have to look at all options. But I think when I graduate, I'm going to work for a little bit and, you know, get some more experience and whatnot.
Gotcha. Absolutely. So if someone's kind of in your same position, or maybe they just kind of heard about physical therapy and they're like, okay, should I do PTA or just go for the full DPT? I know different people have different, you know, answers to it and different opinions, but from you and your experience now being in PTA school, if someone's struggling with, should I go PTA or the DPT route, what would you say to them?
I definitely would say consider both, but really focus on your goal. So if your goal is to get into PT school, I'd definitely say, you know, do that, try to go that way. but also, you know, consider PTA, you know, look into, always consider all your options. I think it will, if you are a PTA, it clearly will make you a better applicant for PT route, because you're in the boat. You will be in the therapy world. You will be a licensed clinician. You know, you will have so much experience that most people don't have up until they get their clinical rotations in PT school. So it really depends on your goal. Like I said, like my story, my goal right now and the way kind of things went, and I'm so happy with it, was like PT now, consider PT in the future. But if your option is to go to PT school, I would definitely try to do that first and then look into PTA as a secondary option, which is also a feasible option.
I love it. I love it, man. Here's the thing. The honest truth is, you're right, in the sense that, like, it really is all about goals. It is about what you're aiming for. It is about what you are aspiring to do. And both are phenomenal careers that do a lot to serve people at a high level. So much respect, brother. Much respect. Now, if we were to go back, I want you to go back to a younger Kevin before. Mm-hmm. Before even applying, before going through this entire process, before becoming a PTA student, man, it's like, talk to the younger version of yourself. Like, what is one piece of advice that you think some pre-PTs or pre-PTA students on here listening would value? But what is one piece of advice that you would speak to that younger Kevin about, that you would tell that younger version of yourself, based on everything you've accomplished, based on everything you've experienced up until this point? Like, what's that one thing you would tell them, so that they can keep on grinding, keep on going until they get to where you are currently?
Yes, sir. So I would say, Kevin, in this game called life, and this goes for any major, this is something I tell people all the time. So start scouting early, you know, for your major, put yourself in that position to search. So if you have a passion, a love, fulfillment in a field, you know, go for it. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there. Don't be afraid to get rejected. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Lock into your goal, whatever that major is, and then build that bridge until you reach it. That'd be my advice. That's something I preach on the youth.
That's beautiful, man.
100%.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, brothers.
Now, if Kevin Garcia had his own, you know, PTA school, or it could be a DPT program in the future, but if you had your own school, you know, you had your own application process, accepting, you know, the students you wanted, you can accept as high GPA or as low a GPA, as many observation hours as you want, what would your ideal, like, perfect candidate look like? If you can have 40 of these people in your program, what would Kevin's ideal student look like?
All right. So that one hits the heart, since I've been through multiple applications, multiple interviews, and a lot of rejections, and a handful of acceptance too. I would have to say, so I'm going to, you know, sit down with that student, and I'm going to search deep. I'm going to try to just sit one-on-one with you. And what I'm looking for is someone who can demonstrate, okay, why are you truly in the physical therapy field? Like, why do you love, why do you have a passion for it? Why are you committed to the process, you know, the long hours and whatnot? Because it's a beautiful world, the PT world and everything, but it's a process, you know, that trust the process slogan they say in the NBA. But also, I'm going to look into observation hours. Like, have you looked at just outpatient? Have you looked at all different fields? How truly dedicated are you? Because I know I was. So that's something I'm going to look for. And then also, grades and testing are key factors, just to see, you know, okay, can you maintain your grades during PTA, PT school? But I'm also going to ask deeper. Okay, so Kevin, how would it be? What do you want to do, you know, with this field? Like, for me, you know, I think I mentioned it to you guys that I want to impact the Hispanic community. That's something I have a passion for. That's something I want to pioneer. I want to also help, you know, there's 0.1% like of Spanish providers. So that's something I want to start. You know, I want to be a pioneer in that field. So that's one of my niches. You know, I want to help everybody transform society in general, but that's one of my specialty populations I'm going to be doing on the side, you know, medical missions, whatnot. So there's that passion. There's more. I'm not just a regular PTA student. There's more to it, and that's what I want to, you know, find in these students.
Yo, that's legit. I love, man, this was such a good interview, because we're bridging the gap on so many levels. On, you know, because, so, man, right. Casey, how many people have dropped questions in the pre-doc doctor of physical therapy students page saying, I don't know what I want to do. Yeah. I don't know if I want to go PTA route. I don't know if I want to go physical therapy route. But now we've put a voice and a face to it. I mean, obviously, like, right now I'm a PT. So I have PTAs and PTs in my clinic all the time. But to hear from the experiences, you know, from when you were a pre-PTA student to being a PTA student right now and moving forward, like, this is extremely valuable to our listeners who are in that state of trying to figure out which way they want to go, man. So thank you so much for your time. And we were just, I mean, like, we love for our guests to have access to our listeners. So where and what avenue is the best for other pre-PTs who are listening or other pre-PTA students that are listening to this episode? Like, where can they find you? Facebook, website, email? You just let them know where they can find you, sir.
Yes, sir. So LinkedIn would be the number one place to find me. LinkedIn, Kevin Garcia, usually comes up as Greensboro, North Carolina. That'd be the one. But you can also, I'm an open book, you know, find me on Facebook, Instagram, and I should come up with just Kevin Garcia. So feel free to reach out to me anytime, and you know, we'll set up a date to talk one-on-one. I'd love to give you some advice or any way I can help.
Boom. Oh, man. Kevin, thank you so much, brother. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your evening to share it with our listeners and us as Pre-PT Grind, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you guys for having me on.
You're anytime, man. And for our listeners, you guys know to look for the next episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast next week on Wednesday. We look forward to seeing you guys there, but until then, man, y'all have a good evening. You guys know where to find our stuff at www.preptgrind.com. You guys have a good morning, afternoon, or evening. Blessings.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. This show has been brought to you by the Pre-PT Success Program, a program designed to take pre-PT students and help them become excellent DPT school candidates without wasting years of frustration during the application process. To learn and master Pre-PT Grind's six-step process that will get you into physical therapy school, the Pre-PT Success Program is exactly what you have been looking for. Reach out to us at contactpreptgrind.com, aka our Facebook Messenger. And thank you once again for joining us on this episode. We look forward to seeing you next week on the Pre-PT Grind podcast.